Now the next pitch is a check swing. He did not go around, says first base umpire Ben Sontag. 1-2 the count. Now a swing and a bouncer slowly hit right side as Turris has it, throws to first in time for the out, and the inning is over. But Salt Lake tacks on four more runs in the top of the seventh inning. They do it with four hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the seventh and final inning of game one of our doubleheader with the score, Salt Lake 12, Tacoma nothing.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
We head to the bottom of the seventh inning, our last inning of game one of our doubleheader. And it's all Salt Lake. They lead 12-0. Game two will start about 30 minutes after this one ends. Leading off for the Red Ears here in the seventh is Steven Souza Jr., who has half the Red Ears hits. He's 2-for-2. And he takes the first pitch down low for a ball, 1-0. Red Ears with just four hits in this game. They're all singles, and they've not had a runner reach third base in this one. 1-0 pitch in for a called strike, and that evens up the count, 1-1. Now here's one outside for a ball. 2-1. Now Souza swings and misses at a fastball, and the count's even 2-2. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Low, ball three. Full count, 3-2. Kyle Bearclaw still on the hill for Salt Lake. And the pitch swung on and bounced foul, third base side. Still three balls, two strikes. Now, next pitch is a swing and a foul tip, strike three. So one away in the bottom of the seventh inning. And now Mike Ford will be the batter. Ford's 0 for 2 so far. And the pitch is just off the plate. There's ball one. Next pitch over for a called strike, and that evens things up. Here's the 1-1. High 2-1. And the 2-1 is over for a called strike. It's 2-2. Again in game two, Daniel Ponce de Leon starts for the Rainiers, and Davis Daniel on the hill for the Salt Lake Bees. Now a swing and a little flare into left center that's going to drop in for a base hit, and Ford has a one-out single in the bottom of the seventh. Rainiers have their fifth hit of the game. And now Kevin Padlow will be the batter. Padlow, right-hand hitter. Singled in the fifth. He's 1 for 2. And this pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0. Now a swing and a liner towards left that's going to fall in for a base hit. Taking second and stopping there is Ford, and the Red Ears have back-to-back hits here with one out at the bottom of the seventh inning. Ford and Padlow with singles. So here's Eric Mejia, who is 0 for 2. And the pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now Bear Claw ready, and his 0-1 pitch is over for a called strike. 0-2 the count. Next delivery, check swing, did he go? Yes, says the base umpire on the appeal, and Mejia has struck out on a check swing. They ruled he went around. Two down, Rainiers are down to their last out. They need a 12-run homer to tie it. Marcus Wilson, the batter, he's 0 for 2 with two strikeouts in this one. Here's the pitch from Bear Claw, and it is a breaking ball. It misses inside, ball one. Don't repeat that. 1-0 pitch outside. Two balls, no strikes. Now the 2-0 in there for a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Now the pitch is inside, ball three. 3-1, the Rainiers with Josh Morgan on deck. Two on, two out. Twelve-nothing Salt Lake. 3-1 pitch on its way to Wilson. And it is low, ball four. So that'll load him up. Ford takes third, Padlo to second. And Marcus Wilson heads down to first base. First walk issued by Salt Lake pitchers in this game. Comes with two outs in the last inning. Now Josh Morgan will be the batter. Morgan's one for two with a single and a strikeout. Bearclaw is set. And the pitch. Is swung on, hit in the air towards right field. Moving towards the line is Sierra. He's there, and he makes the catch. And that's the ball game. The Salt Lake Bees win the opening game of the doubleheader. 12-0, the final score. Rather emphatic victory for the Bees, but it's just one game, and the Rainiers will have the opportunity to earn a split of the day's proceedings with a victory in game two of the doubleheader. Well, we'll be back to recap game one right after this.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Hey, Mandy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, over-designed, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. Make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 9911 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 9911. Enjoy.
Well, Salt Lake takes the first game of the doubleheader, 12-0, the final score, as they scored pretty early and then just kept tacking on. And, of course, the Rainiers never got on the board. Cesar Valdez started for Salt Lake. He tossed five scoreless innings, scattering just four singles. And then Kyle Bearclaw tossed the final two innings, allowing two hits. The Rainiers did not get a runner to third base until there were two outs in the seventh and final inning. Salt Lake scored in the second inning against Rainiers starter Nick Margavichus when Andrew Velazquez, after the inning had been extended by an error, Velazquez hit a two-out RBI double to bring in an unearned run. And then Salt Lake scored three runs in the third inning, getting an RBI single by Michael Stefanik, who was 4-for-5 in the game, and then a two-run double by Chad Wallach that made it 4-0. And they tacked on two more unearned runs in the fourth. And then two runs in the sixth, getting four consecutive two-out hits. That made it 8-0. And then they added four more runs in the seventh. That included a three-run homer by Magnuri Sierra. So they end up winning it 12-0. Final totals for Salt Lake, 12 runs on 16 hits, no errors. They leave eight on base. Tacoma, no runs, six hits, two errors, and left five on base. Winning pitcher was Cesar Valdez, 1-0. The loss goes to Mark Avichus, his first. He's 0-1. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 37 minutes. The attendance will be announced later in game two of the doubleheader, which is going to start in about a half hour. So we will pause our streaming broadcast for a half an hour and come back when the teams take the field for game two and we've got the lineups and everything and we're ready to go. So we're going to take a break here between games and be back in about a half an hour. And yeah, game one goes to the Bees. Final score, Salt Lake 12, Tacoma nothing. Talk to you in a little bit.
Thank you. And pitching for the year. We ask that you please rise and kindly remove your hats and join us in honoring America and those who protect it with the singing of our national anthem. Performed this evening by Crestwood Elementary.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball as we are about ready to start the second game of today's doubleheader. So, let's go ahead and jump in to the starting lineups for Game 2 as the Rainiers have just taken the field. Salt Lake Getters play with three wins and one loss there. The Angels AAA club, Lou Marzin, is their manager. They're going to lead off with Kian Wong. Wong is at third base. Batting second and playing second base is Michael Stefanik. Hitting third and doing the catching is Matt Theiss. The cleanup hitter is designated hitter Brendan Davis. Batting fifth will be the center fielder Dylan Thomas. Hitting sixth is shortstop Andrew Velazquez. Batting seventh, left fielder Orlando Martinez. Hitting eighth, the first baseman David McKinnon. And batting ninth is the right fielder Magnus Sierra. On the mound for Salt Lake, and his season debut will be Davis Daniel. The Red Ears are 1-3. Tim Fedorovich is the skipper. And the Red Ears are going to line up like this. Leading off, playing center field is Forrest Wall. Batting second is the shortstop, Mason McCoy. Hitting third, left fielder Steven Souza Jr. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter Mike Ford. Batting fifth and playing first base is Zach Green. Hitting sixth, the third baseman Kevin Padlow. Batting seventh and playing second base is Cesar Isturiz Jr. Hitting eighth and doing the catching is Joe Odom. And batting ninth, right fielder Miguel Perez. On the mound, it is Rainier's debut. It is Daniel Ponce de Leon in his very first appearance ever as a member of the Mariners organization. And he was just signed to a contract and assigned to the Rainier's. Ponce de Leon, 30-year-old righty. He's from Southern California and actually was in spring training with the Angels and the Salt Lake Bees. And then became a free agent at the very end of spring training, and the Mariners picked him up. He's ready to go to work. Here's the first pitch of the game to Kian Wong, and it is swung on and fouled away. That is strike one, and we are underway in game two. Sun is out, but it is cold. One of those. Wind is howling out towards right field right now. Ponce de Leon with his next pitch, and it's swung on and fouled off on the third base side. There's strike two, so Ponce de Leon gets ahead in the count right away. No balls, two strikes. Kian Wong in the opening game went 2-for-5. Salt Lake won the opener 12-0. The 0-2 pitch. Swung on, sprayed towards left. On the move is Souza, and a diving catch for Souza. as he raced towards the foul line, and he makes the play in left field. Steven Souza Jr. with a fine play, robbing Wong of a hit, and one man is gone in the top of the first inning. So one down, and now Michael Stefanik is the hitter. Stefanik went 4-for-5 in the opening game. Right-hand batter. And the pitch to Stefanik is a swing and a foul back. There's strike one. Stefanik starting his season with 6 hits in his first 11 at-bats. Now the 0-1 from Ponce de Leon is taken up high for a ball. One ball, one strike. Ponce de Leon fires, and here's a pop-up foul on the first base side, and that's out of play. 1-2. Ponce de Leon came up through the Cardinals system and reached the major leagues with them for 4 years, 2018 to 2021. Last year, he pitched in 24 games for St. Louis. He spent a lot of time also at AAA Memphis. Here's a swing and a chopper towards second, and that's fielded by Isturiz, who throws to first in time to get Stefanik, and two men are gone in the top of the first inning. Now Matt Theis will be the batter. Ponce de Leon, drafted out of Houston, the University of Houston, in 2013. Now the pitch misses for a ball. Actually, that's not right. He was drafted out of Embry-Riddle University in 2014. He had spent a year at Houston in 2013, transferred to Embry-Riddle, and then got drafted by the Cardinals. His next pitch is over for a strike to Theis. Counts even, 1-1. Yeah, the 1-1 pitch is ball two. Two balls, one strike. Right here's wearing the white jerseys and white pants for game two. They wore the reds in game one. They didn't work out very well, so going with the whites for game two. 2-1 pitch on its way to Matt Theis, and there's a fastball poured in there for a strike. Theis didn't play in the opener. 4-for-14 on the season so far. This is game five for these two teams. 2-2 pitch. And it's a breaking ball inside, ball three. So many games to go. 150 game schedule this year. Here comes the 3-2 pitch on its way to Matt Theis. And it is swung on and hit solidly towards the left of center field, but playable for Wall, the center fielder, who makes the catch. And the inning is over. Three up, three down in the top of the first. Daniel Ponce de Leon sets down the side in order. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Salt Lake nothing. Tacoma coming to the plate.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards wait at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union, invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Well, Salt Lake did not score in the top of the first. Daniel Ponce de Leon setting him down in order. And now the Red Raiders come to the plate in the bottom of the first inning. Forrest Wall, Mason McCoy, and Steven Souza Jr. The top three in the lineup for Tacoma. Davis Daniel on the mound for the Bees. The righty making his season debut. And Wall settles into the batter's box. Wall was hitless in the opener, went 0 for 3. Red Ears had 6 hits in the opening game. Looking to get the offense going. Just one run total the last 2 days. Here's a pitch and it is up and away. There's ball one to Forrest Wall. Salt Lake in this series has been doing some dramatic shifting of its infielders, and that is the case here. They have three on the right side with the second baseman Stefanik out in the outfield. Next pitch is in there for a strike. 1-1 the count. Davis Daniel, right-hander out of Auburn University, with his pitch, and it's fouled away. Davis, the first name, Daniel, the last name, which is, of course, always a little confusing because you'd think it'd be the other way around. But it's not. Here's his 1-2. Inside for a ball, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Daniel, 6'1" tall, 24 years old, reached AAA for his first time last year. In fact, he pitched against the Rainiers last year at the end of the season. 2-2 pitch, swung on and sprayed foul down the third baseline. Daniel. Last year, started the season in A-ball, had great numbers there, and then went to Double-A and pitched very well there and eventually reached Triple-A at the end of the season. Big riser in their system. His next pitch is inside to Forrest Wall. That's ball three. 3 balls, 2 strikes to the Red Ears leadoff man. Forrest Wall is having a good plate appearance here to start off game two of the doubleheader. Now the payoff is swung on, hit in the air towards center field. The wind's pushing this. Back on it goes Dylan Thomas, and he has room to make the catch. One out in the bottom of the first inning. The wind really blowing out towards center field and gave that ball some extra life, but still Dylan Thomas had room to run it down. Now Mason McCoy will bat for his first time as a member of the Rainiers. 27-year-old infielder just acquired from Baltimore in a minor league trade 2 days ago. And he takes ball one. McCoy was with AAA Norfolk last year, the Orioles AAA club, hit .221 with 9 homers. 1-0 pitch is low for a ball. He's in the lineup at shortstop in his Rainiers debut. McCoy is. Next pitch misses for a ball. 3-0. McCoy well out ahead of the count. And here comes the 3-0. Ball four, just missed. And McCoy will head down to first base, and the Rainiers have the first base runner of this game. So McCoy is on. And that will bring Steven Souza Jr. to the plate. Souza had two hits in the opener, two for three, a couple of singles. And the pitch is taken up high for a ball. He DH'd in the opening game, is playing left field in this one. Now the 1-0 is up and away for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Two-oh pitch. Low ball three. That is seven straight pitches by Davis that have missed the strike zone. Now the next pitch is swung on and popped up into shallow right field, and calling for it is the right fielder Sierra, and he makes the catch, but it was an adventure as he tumbled to the ground in the end. The wind is playing tricks on these fly balls right now. Souza is retired, and there are two men gone. Now Mike Ford will be the batter. McCoy takes his lead at first base. And a toss to first, and McCoy's back in. Ford went 1-for-3 in the opener. And is 2-for-11 on the season so far. Now the runner goes, pitches high, throw down to second base, is in time, they got him. McCoy thrown out trying to steal. Tag applied by the shortstop Velazquez on McCoy's leg as he was diving in head first. Caught stealing to wrap up the end of the first inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the second inning. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
No score after one inning of play. The Red Ears and the Salt Lake Bees in game two of today's double dip. Brendan Davis leads things off for Salt Lake against the Red Ears starting pitcher Daniel Ponce de Leon. Davis had two hits and two runs batted in the opener, and he's off to a fast start this year, seven hits in his first 15 at-bats on the season. Ponce de Leon's pitch is swung on and hit in the air behind first. All of these are going to be tough today. Green in foul ground is unable to make the catch. It lands down the right field line. He couldn't get there. The right fielder, Perez, was unable to reach it as well. Simply a strike to Brendan Davis. Brendan Davis was running that out, so he's just now getting situated back at home plate again. Now he's ready to hit. The 0-1 from Ponce de Leon is swung on, hit in the air to center field, and this is deep and up in the wind. Back is Wall, and he makes the catch shy of the warning track. About 400 feet from home plate. One away in the top of the second inning. Now Dylan Thomas will be the batter. The deep center field here at Cheney Stadium helping the Rainiers right there. Here's the pitch to the former Rainier, Dylan Thomas, and it is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Thomas did not play in the opening game. 2-for-8 with 5 walks in this series. Now pitch is up high for a ball. 1-1. Mariners won earlier today, beat the Twins. 4-3. With a comeback in the ninth inning after they gave up the lead in the eighth inning. They're 2-0 on the year. 1-1 pitch to Thomas is up high for a ball. 2-1 to Dylan Thomas. Next pitch from Ponce de Leon is ball 3-1. And the 3-1 pitch, swing and a miss. There's a strike, 3-2. That fastball coming in around 91, 92 miles per hour for Ponce de Leon in the early going. Here comes his payoff pitch on its way. It's into his windup. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike 3, another fastball. Threw it past Thomas, and there's the second out in the top of the second inning. And Daniel Ponce de Leon has his first strikeout. Now Andrew Velazquez will be the batter. And the pitch is bunted back to the mound in the air and caught by Ponce de Leon for the final out of the inning. Velazquez tried to bunt it and hit it in the air right back to the mound. That'll do it for the Bees in the top of the second inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and no one left on base. We go to the bottom of the second. No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
We go to the bottom of the second inning, the Red Ears and the Salt Lake Bees in game 2 of our doubleheader. Leading things off here is Mike Ford. And the pitch to Ford is in there for a called strike from Davis Daniel. Ford was at the plate in the first inning when Mason McCoy was thrown out trying to steal second base for the final out. Now swinging a foul on the first base side. 0-2 the count. Now the 0-2 swing and a foul back. Pitch is a called strike 3, and Ford goes down looking. So Daniel has his first strikeout of the day, and now Zach Green will be the batter. Zach Green did not play in the first game, but he's been a hot hitter for the Red Ears to start the season. 5 hits in his first 11 at-bats, and he takes a pitch outside and low for a ball, 1-0. Green, new to the Mariners organization this year, played last season with Nashville, the Milwaukee Brewers affiliate. And he swings and misses at a fastball, and the count's even, 1-1. Green swinging through a fastball there. 1-1 pitch, outside and low, 2 balls, 1 strike. Two-one is over for a strike. That evens things up, 2-2. And the next pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him with a fastball, and that's back-to-back strikeouts for Davis Daniel to open the bottom of the second inning, his first 2 strikeouts of the game. So Kevin Padlow will be next. Padlow takes ball 1. He had 2 hits in the opening game of the doubleheader. 1-0 pitch. Low and away. 2 balls, no strikes. And there's a called strike to Padlo. 2-1. And now strike two to Padlo. Another one looking. He's watched four pitches go by. It has a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here's the pitch to Padlo, and it is outside, ball three. Full count, 3 balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch is swung out and fouled away. Still 3-2 to Kevin Padlo. And the 3-2 swung on, hit in the air towards right center, but shaded that direction was Dylan Thomas, and he makes the catch. The inning is over. The Red Ears go in order in the bottom of the second inning. 3 up, 3 down. So we head to the third inning of play. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1, shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2, level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix, we're so you.
Progressive presents Forest Metaphors, about bundling your home, auto, and other vehicles.
Any sports fan knows defense wins championships. Your championship is your boat, motorcycle, RV, or ATV. And your best defense is the round-the-clock protection offered by Progressive, which is like having a goalie, a 7-foot shot-blocking specialist, and a linebacker all wrapped into one, which, to circle back, means you're going to win the championship. Because, you know, defense.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Is your business in need of a reliable propane company to keep your forklifts, heaters, or cooking equipment running? Do you run propane fleet vehicles or have a need for a resale dispenser? At AmeriGas, we are the commercial professionals and can create a system and delivery schedule that meets your needs. It keeps your business running smooth and worry-free. Call AmeriGas today and see how we can help your business. Local propane professional is Ron Patrick, 1-541-450-1533.
On we go to the third inning of play. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless. Daniel Ponce de Leon on the mound. Needed just 22 pitches to get through the first two innings. He'll face Orlando Martinez, David McKinnon, and Magnuris Sierra here in the third. 7, 8, and 9 hitters in the Salt Lake lineup. Ponce de Leon, Roxanne delivers, and there's a fastball up and in, ball one. Orlando Martinez, left-hand batter. He was 0 for 4 in the opener. He swings and fouls one off. Counts even now, 1-1. And this pitch is high for a ball. 2-1. Lights are on here at Cheney. Not really needed yet, but they're on. So a swing and a miss. There's strike two. Two pitch on its way. And it is swung on, hit in the air towards left center. And again, the wind is a factor. Souza moves over, and he's got a beat on it, and he makes the catch. Martinez is out, one away in the third inning. And now David McKinnon will be the batter. McKinnon hitting in the number 8 spot for Salt Lake. One for 9 on his season so far. He's a Triple-A rookie this year. And the pitch is up high for a ball. Next pitch, fouled off, first base side. 1-1. Ponce de Leon working with Joe Odom behind the plate. Now the 1-1. Inside for a ball, 2-1. Now, the next pitch. Misses, 3 balls, 1 strike. Now a swing and a hard foul hit down the third baseline. Ponce de Leon in the majors with St. Louis last year was used as a reliever. Although he had 2 spot starts. That was really the first time in his pro career that he'd been used almost exclusively as a reliever. Three 2 pitch is just a smidge off the plate. That is ball 4. McKinnon draws a 1-out walk and heads down to first base. And now Magnaris Sierra will be the batter. Sierra, left-hand hitter, has homered twice in this series. Now the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0 the count. Pitch swung on and fouled away third base side. Well, Sierra's homered twice in this series, but he's a quick runner and will sometimes lay down a bunt to get a hit, so Kevin Padlo at third base is playing even with the bag. Ponce de Leon now with his 1-1 pitch. And it's a fastball call to strike. 1-2. Now the 1-2 is inside with an off-speed pitch. 2 balls, 2 strikes. No score, top of the third inning, Rainiers and Bees. Second game of this doubleheader. Right here's one on opening night. The Bees have won the next 3 games. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Down goes Sierra, and there is out number 2. And Daniel Ponce de Leon has his 2nd strikeout of the afternoon. 2 away. Kian Hoang will be next. Long flied out to left field in the first inning. Souza made a diving catch. Here's the pitch from Ponce de Leon, and it's over for a called strike. This next pitch is on the inside edge for a strike. I'm not so sure that Kian Hoang thinks that last pitch was a strike, but his opinion doesn't matter. No balls, two strikes. Runner at first base with his lead, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three and an off-speed pitch from Ponce de Leon. Back-to-back strikeouts close out the top of the third. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left. We go to the bottom of the third inning with the score. Tacoma nothing, Salt Lake nothing.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good. Good together.
No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake. We head to the bottom of the third inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Right here's with the 7, 8, and 9 hitters in the lineup coming to the plate. Cesar is Terris Jr., Joe Odom, and Miguel Perez. As Terris settles into the batter's box, he started in the opening game of this double dip, went 0 for 2 at the plate in his first game of the season. Switch hitter bats left against the right-hander Davis Daniel. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Last year, as Terris played for Low A Modesto, hit 260 with three homers. Swings and misses at the next pitch, and it's 0-2. Now the 0-2 on its way. And it swung on and hit sharply through the hole between short and third and threw into left field, a base hit. As Terris has his first hit of the season. Base hit through the left side of the diamond, and that's the Red Ears' first hit of this game. Now Joe Odom will be the batter. Odom making his second. Well, third start of the year. 1 for 6 behind the plate so far. Toss to first as Terris is back in. Now, fastball is in for a called strike. Owen won the count. Now a swing and a foul out of play. 0-2 the count to Joe Odom. And the pitch is high for a ball, 1-2. Odom, 30-year-old catcher, played for the Durham Bulls last year. And briefly with Tampa, got into two games for the Rays. But primarily spent the year with their AAA club, Durham. 1-2 pitch to Odom is up and in for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Now a toss to first base, and back in safely is Turris. A lot more people on hand for game two of this doubleheader, which started right around the time that the night was supposed to begin. Originally, before it became a doubleheader. 2-2, outside ball three. Full count 3-2. Actually kind of worked out perfectly. The first game started at 2:05, and if it had just been a little bit shorter, we could have actually started game two right at the scheduled 5:05 time, but yeah, first game went a little long. Three, two pitch. Swung on and fouled out of play. Still a full count to Joe Odom. And the 3-2 again. Fouled away again. Odom, if nothing else, is making Davis Daniel throw a bunch of pitches here in the bottom of the third inning. On all these full count pitches, his Turris at first base has not been on the move with no one out. Here we go again, the 3-2, and it is outside ball four, and the Red Ears have two on. Joe Odom earned that walk. He heads down to first base. His Turris heads to second base, and there are two men on with nobody out for Miguel Perez. And Perez is making his AAA debut. Just brought in from extended spring training yesterday. He's only 21 years old. He's here to provide some outfield depth after the injury to Taylor Trammell. Perez signed by the Mariners when he was 16 years old, 2 days after his 16th birthday in 2016. And last year he played with he played in the Arizona Rookie League primarily. A trip to the mound by the Bees pitching coach, Jairo Cuevas, to talk things over with Daniel. Perez may be looking to lay one down here. Runners at first and second, no one out. And now the Rainiers have had trouble scoring here these last two games. Got Forrest Wall on deck. Well, the Bees don't think he's bunting. They're playing back. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. He was swinging away. 0-1 the count to Miguel Perez. Next pitch, over for a strike, 0-2. Now here comes the 0-2 pitch on its way. swing and a miss, strike three. And that does it for Perez. One man is gone. Bees have action in the bullpen. Jonathan Aro is warming up. So here's Forrest Wall with two on and one out. There's the pitch, and it is inside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch inside, and it spins around Wall and almost hit him, but it did not. Two balls, no strikes. Count in his favor. And the pitch is taken, ball three. On deck is McCoy. A walk would load him up. Three balls, no strikes. And the pitch is called a strike. A high strike, but a strike nonetheless. 3-1. Now, there's a called strike, and the count goes full, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, and the pitch is swung on and lined towards left center, moving over and making the catch is the left fielder Martinez. He fires it into second base, but getting back in is Turris. And that is out number two. Wall retired on a line out to left. Like Odom two hitters ago, Wall made Daniel throw a lot of pitches. Well, McCoy walked earlier on four pitches, his first plate appearance as a member of the Rainiers. Yeah, the pitch is in there for a strike. Now the pitch misses for a ball. Now here's one that misses for a ball. Two and one. Breaking ball is hit in the air towards center field, and backing up on it is Thomas. He's there, and he makes the catch, and the Red Ears do not score in the third. No runs on a hit, and two runners left on. We go to the fourth inning. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We move on to the fourth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake. Homestand wraps up with the day game tomorrow afternoon at 1:35 p.m. Darren McCacken, the Red Ears' opening day starter, and he threw really well on opening day on Tuesday. He'll be making his second start of the year tomorrow. And McCacken will be opposed by Salt Lake left-hander Kenny Rosenberg, we think. Rosenberg was supposed to start yesterday and ended up not starting that game. There was no game, but they announced Cesar Valdez was going to start instead. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. Here's the first pitch of the fourth inning to Stefanik, and it's looped out into center field for a base hit, and he is on the first pitch of the inning. And that's the first hit for Salt Lake in this game, a soft single to center for Stefanik, who has this down to a science. Leadoff man on, and now Matt Theiss will be the batter. Theiss flied to center field earlier. He's 0 for 1. Ponce de Leon's pitch is in there for a strike. Around the Mariners farm system, the other full season teams that got started last night. They had opening day at both of the A-ball levels and also at the AA level last night. Now the 0-1 pitch to Theiss is down and in for a ball. The Mariners AA team remains the Arkansas Travelers in the Texas League. They lost their season opener on the road. They opened the year on the road against Frisco, Texas Rangers. They lost a one-run game. 5-4 was the final. Now the 1-1 pitch to Theiss is inside for a ball, 2-1. The AA Arkansas opening day starting pitcher was George Kirby, who is considered to be an outstanding prospect. He did allow three runs, two earned in 4 2/3 innings, gave up a homer, but only three hits and one walk, struck out five. 67 pitches for Kirby in the opener. As here's a swing and a high fly to shallow left. Souza coming in, calling for it, and he makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Stefanik holds at first base, one away in the top of the fourth inning. And now Brendan Davis will be the batter. Double-A Arkansas yesterday had just six hits and scored four runs with them. Joe Rizzo and Caden Polkovich, a couple of infielders, they each hit a double in that game. And the pitch is swung on and looped out into right field, and there's Miguel Perez making the catch for out number two. Davis quickly retired. Two down in the top of the fourth, and now Dylan Thomas will be the batter. In addition to the starter, George Kirby, yesterday for AA Arkansas, the relievers who pitched were Braden Shipley, he worked an inning and a third scoreless. I'm surprised he's in AA. He's 30 years old and he has major league time, but the Mariners sent him to Arkansas. And Devin Sweet who was one of the last players reassigned out of Major League camp. He ended up going to Double A and pitched in relief two innings yesterday. He got actually hit with a loss, allowed two runs. Here's a pitch in for a strike to Dylan Thomas. 0-1 the count. All one pitch on its way. And it is a ball, 1-1 the count. The Aqua Sox won dramatically last night in the Northwest League Advanced Class A Mariners affiliate, down 1-0 in the eighth. Spencer Packard hit a grand slam for Everett, and they won the game 4-2 against Eugene. 1-1 pitch, called a strike, 1-2. Packard was here with the Red Ears for a couple days, but he did not get in a game. And then he hits a grand slam on opening night for the Aqua Sox. Isaiah Campbell was the starting pitcher, allowed just one run in five innings. Solo homer he gave up to a Giants prospect, Tyro Pomaris. He's a kind of a well-known prospect. 1-2 pitch up and away, 2-2. And the Mariners, I guess you'd call him their top prospect at the A-ball level, Noelvi Marte. He started the year with Everett. He's an infielder. And he went 1-for-3 with a walk and scored a run in his season-opening game for the Aqua Sox. Not his Everett debut. He did finish last year with a small handful of games in Everett, but he primarily was with Low A Modesto last year. Maybe we'll see him in 2023. 2-2 to Dylan Thomas. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Ponce de Leon broke out the curveball. And he whiffs Dylan Thomas to wrap up the top of the fourth inning. Strikeout number four for Ponce de Leon, who's looked impressive here. No runs on a hit and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself? The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake. Right, here's with the 3, 4, and 5 hitters coming up this inning. It'll be Steven Souza Jr. followed by Mike Ford and Zach Green. Souza stands in, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Davis Daniel remains on the hill for Salt Lake. He's walked two, struck out three, and allowed just one hit so far. 0-1 to Souza is fouled out of play, and the count goes to 0-2. Pitch. Outside. 1-2. Now the pitch is in the dirt for a ball. 2-2. Continuing our tour of the Mariner farm system, one other team opened up last night. That would be the Modesto Nuts in the California League. Time called by Souza. Daniel threw the pitch anyway. And Souza's like, come on, man. I called time. Souza now back in the batter's box again. 2-2 the count, and the pitch from Daniel is a swing and a foul back. Still two balls, two strikes. Modesto won their season opener 5-3 over the San Jose Giants. And there's a pitching performance of note in that one. 2-2 is a called strike three. Souza knew it. He has struck out, and one man's gone at the bottom of the fourth. Daniel with his fourth strikeout. Now Mike Ford will be the batter. Last year in the third round of the draft, the Mariners took right-hander Michael Morales out of a high school in Pennsylvania. And he drew the opening day assignment for Low A Modesto yesterday, and he tossed a gem. So here's a check swing by Ford, and he held up in time. Ball one. Next pitch is in there for a called strike. Morales at Modesto yesterday went five innings and struck out nine. Allowed just two hits and one walk and one run. It's quite a debut. 1-1 pitch is hit in the air, foul in the home plate area. Theis, the catcher, calling for it. Moving up the third baseline, he makes the catch. Ford is retired and two men are out. Now Zach Green will be the batter. And there's action in the bullpen, and that might be it for Daniel. He may have just hit his pitch count here, and he has. They're taking the ball from him. He's done. So we've got a pitching change with two outs in the fourth inning. Davis Daniel is done. 3 2/3 scoreless innings. He gave up just one hit and one walk, one hit, two walks, and struck out four. And he gives way to Jonathan Aro. So we've got a break in the action for a pitching change, and we will take a break here ourselves. We're at the bottom of the fourth inning. No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Hey, Mandy, if you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 9911 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 9911. Enjoy.
No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake. Two outs, bottom of the fourth inning, no one on base. New pitcher Jonathan Aro, and his pitch to Zach Green is bounced foul on the third base side. And that is strike one. Aro's in his second game of the season. He went two innings and allowed two runs in the opener on Tuesday night. He's a one-time Tacoma Rainiers reliever and even pitched in exactly one major league game for the Seattle Mariners. Morrow now with the Angels AAA club. Here's his 0-1 pitch to Green, and it's a swing and a miss for a strike, 0-2. Daniel went 3 2/3, and I guess his pitch count was 65, because that's exactly how many pitches he threw today in his 3 2/3 scoreless innings. Early in the season, you see some lower pitch limits like that. Well, Morrow strikes out Green swinging on his next pitch, and that wraps up the bottom of the fourth. And it ends up being an inning in which the Red Ears went in order. Three up, three down. We go to the fifth inning. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
We go to the fifth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake. Andrew Velazquez, Orlando Martinez, and David McKinnon due up at the top of the fifth inning. Daniel Ponce de Leon's been terrific for the Red Ears in his Mariners organization debut. He's allowed just one hit, has struck out four and walked one. Problem is the Red Ears have only one hit. Each team with no runs on one hit through four innings. Yeah, the first pitch to Velazquez. He checks his swing and takes ball one, they say, on appeal to third. Ponce de Leon can't believe the third base umpire Paul Clemens didn't call a strike there on appeal. Now time called for a moment by the batter Velazquez, who's been a big run producer in this series for Salt Lake. And the pitch is a fastball that is inside. Two balls, no strikes. Ponce de Leon into his motion, and the next pitch is high, ball three. Velazquez tried to bunt his way aboard his first time up, and he bunted it in the air back to the pitcher. Now the 3-0 is down, low ball four, a four-pitch walk, a leadoff walk, and Velazquez will head down to first base. Second walk issued by Ponce de Leon. Let's see if he can work around that. Orlando Martinez will be the next batter. Now time called. And we've got a trip to the mound here from the Rainiers dugout. And that's Alon Lechman, the Rainiers pitching coach, out to talk to Ponce de Leon. So they're having a little chit-chat And that meeting breaks up. Here's the pitch, and it is taken inside for a ball by Martinez, 1-0. And Ponce de Leon, who really cruised through the first five innings, hasn't thrown a strike yet in this inning. Now with the runner going, the pitch is hit in the air towards left. Souza waiting for it to come down. He makes the catch, and retreating to first base is Velazquez. Souza throws over there, but Velazquez beats the throw. He's safe and returns to first base. One out now. And David McKinnon will be the next batter. McKinnon walked earlier. His only plate appearance in this game. It's game two of the doubleheader. We're in the top of the fifth. Remember, this is just a seven-inning game, so we're getting down to the late innings here in a scoreless tie. Runner goes again. Pitch is high. Odom's throw is not in time. Stealing second base is Andrew Velazquez. So he's in scoring position now. And it's 1-0 to McKinnon. Ponce de Leon checks the runner at second base, and his pitch is low for a ball. 2-0 the count. Is swung on, hit in the air to center. Drifting back several steps is Wall, and he makes the catch for out number two. Tagging at second is Velazquez. He will advance to third. There are now two outs, though, in the top of the fifth inning. So a runner at third with two away for Magnaris Sierra. Sierra hit another home run in the first game of this doubleheader and has two in the series. Now the pitch is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch in for a called strike. Now a swing and a foul out of play down the third baseline. Ponce de Leon trying to close out the top of the fifth. Salt Lake does have a runner at third with two outs. One ball, two strikes to Magnaris Sierra. And Ponce de Leon is ready. Here's his pitch, and it is swung on and fouled towards the booth. Comes up just a little bit short and bounces down to a fan below who very casually makes the catch. Very casually. I'm impressed. Just kind of reached out and barehanded it. Barely even moving. Now the 1-2 on its way. to Sierra is high for a ball. 2-2. The last person to hit a foul ball into this booth was a Salt Lake B. Brennan Lund last year. I wonder what happened to him. He's not with him right now. 2-2 pitch. High ball three. Full count 3-2. Oh, Lund's listed on the injured list. Three balls, two strikes. Runner at third, two outs. Ponce de Leon with the pitch. And it is hit in the air towards left. Souza coming in. He's there, and he makes the catch for the final out. Ponce de Leon works his way around that leadoff walk. No runs, hits, or errors. One runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning here at Cheney Stadium. The Red Ears and the Salt Lake Bees are scoreless. Red Ears with Kevin Padlow, Cesaris Turris Jr., and Joe Odom due up in the bottom of the fifth. We've had a wonderfully pitched game from Daniel Ponce de Leon. We'll see if he continues in the game after this inning or not. There is some stirring in the Rainiers bullpen for the first time tonight in this game. As a pitch to Kevin Padlow goes through to the backstop. What happened there? Did he foul it? He did. Okay, strike one to Padlow. Next pitch. Swung on, bounced to the left side, fielded in the hole by the shortstop Velazquez. Long throw to first in time for the out. Two pitches, one out in the bottom of the fifth. And now Cesaris Turris Jr. will be the batter. And there is someone throwing in the Rainier's pen. Ponce de Leon has thrown 68 pitches through five innings. He just joined the Mariners organization yesterday, so don't really know how what kind of buildup he's had during the spring. Here's the pitch to his Turris, and it is hit in the air, foul, third base side, over is Wong, and he just misses making the catch up against the netting down the left third base line. So 0-1 the count to his Turris, who has the Red Ears only hit of this game when he sprayed a single through the left side of the infield back in the third inning. And Salt Lake's into their bullpen. Aro came in with two outs in the fourth inning, got the final out, and he's still in there now. 0-1 pitch is bounced foul. There's strike two to his Turris. The 0-2 pitch is lined towards left, but right to Orlando Martinez, who makes the catch, and that is out number two. Joe Odom will be next. If the Red Ears don't score here, it'll be 18 straight innings in which they have not scored. They last scored in the sixth inning on... Hang on. Let me restart that. They last scored in the third inning on Thursday. There we go. But it is the 18th inning. Without a run on the board, as Odom takes a strike, 0-1 the count. Now a swing and a miss. There's strike two. Now a swing and a little bouncer up the third baseline. Charged and picked up by Wong. His throw to first is in time for the out on a close play. Fans don't like the call. And that does it for the Red Ears in the fifth. Three up, three down. We head to the sixth inning. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the sixth inning. No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake. New pitcher for the Red Ears to work the top of the sixth inning. It is the right-hander Penn Murphy in from the bullpen as Daniel Ponce de Leon had a really strong outing in his Mariners organization debut. Impressive. Went five shutout innings, allowed just one hit, and it was a single. A soft one at that. Walk two, struck out four. A lot of fly ball outs, which, you know, the wind's been howling out all game long. So, yeah, that doesn't sound like a good plan. But they weren't well-hit fly ball outs. They were, you know, routine fly outs, even with that wind howling out. So it worked out well. And Ponce de Leon leaves this game with a terrific pitching line. And he also leaves this game tied 0-0. Penn Murphy in to pitch the top of the sixth. Remember, it's just a seven-inning game. Murphy's pitch is a fastball that is in there for a strike to Wong. 0-1 the count. Now Murphy ready with his next pitch. And this is over for a strike, 0-2. Murphy is in his second appearance of the year. He worked two scoreless innings in the season opener on Tuesday and got the save. And it was his first career save. 0-2 pitch. Outside for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Kian Wong, one away in the top of the sixth inning. Michael Stefanik will bat. He has the lone Salt Lake hit in this game. Right-hand batter, Murphy with the pitch, and it is ball one. Now a swing, a little bouncer to second base. That's handled by Izturis, and he throws out Stefanik at first. Two away in the top of the sixth inning. So two down. And Matt Theis will be next. Now the 0-2. Pardon me, that was the first pitch, and it is inside for a ball. 1-0 to Theis. Now the 1-0 from Murphy. Swing and a miss, and the count's even, 1-1. One pitch, check swing. Did he go? No, he did not. Two balls, one strike to Theis with Brendan Davis on deck. Salt Lake has had three base runners in this game. One of them advanced past first. The Rainiers have had three base runners in this game, and one of them advanced past first. Murphy's next pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike two. 2-2 the count to Matt Theis. So two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is low, ball three. Three balls, two strikes. Murphy looks in for the signs from Joe Odom. And the payoff pitch is swung on and chopped to the right of second base, which is where the shortstop is playing, McCoy. And he throws out Theis at first base. And that wraps up the top of the sixth inning. Three up, three down for Penn Murphy as he sets down the side in order in the top of the sixth. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. No score between the Rainiers and the Bees.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
We move on to the bottom of the sixth inning here at Cheney Stadium. Still no score between the Tacoma Red Ears and Salt Lake Bees. It's game two of our doubleheader. The Bees won the first game. And the second game, which is scheduled for just seven innings, is scoreless through five and a half. Salt Lake has made another pitching change, bringing in their third pitcher of this game. Andrew Wance is in from the pen. He also worked in the season opener on Tuesday and pitched an inning and a third scoreless in that game. The Red Ears will bat Miguel Perez, Forrest Wall, and Mason McCoy here in the bottom of the sixth inning against Wance. Perez settles into the batter's box. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now the 0-1 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike two. 0-2 the count. So no balls, two strikes. And this pitch is low for a ball, 1-2. Andrew Wance, 26 years old, made his big league debut with the Angels last year. One-two pitch is high for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Wance fires again, and it is inside, ball three. Full count, 3-2. Perez back in there, making his AAA debut today. Next pitch is a called strike three, a fastball at the knees, and Perez goes down looking. One away at the bottom of the sixth inning, and now Forrest Wall will be the batter. Wall has flied out twice. He's 0-2. Rainiers need to find a way to manufacture a run. They haven't had a base runner since the third inning. That was their only chance to score in this game. Sears one down and into Wall, who shortened up the bunt for a hit, but took it for ball one. In the third inning, the Rainiers' first two men reached base. They had runners at first and second with no one out. But that's how the inning ended. First and second with, three outs. 1-0 pitch is low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. You know, a swing and a foul out of play by Forrest Wall. There's strike one. Now the pitch is high to Wall. Rainiers would love to get Wall on. Three one, high ball four, So Wall will head down to first base, and the Red Ears not only have a runner, but they've got speed on the base paths. And we'll see if he tries to swipe second base. The Red Ears have stolen 9 bases and have been thrown out just once over the course of the first 4 games of the season. And Wall, who stole a base in the first game of this doubleheader, is 2-for-2 in his steals. And there's a throw over by Wance, and Wall dives back in safely. Mason McCoy in his Rainiers debut, 0-for-1 with a walk. Wall with his lead, another pickoff throw, and Wall gets back in. Wall stole 35 bases in the International League last year and was thrown out only 4 times. Now a bunt attempt, and it is down on the third base side. Wance picks it up, throws to first in time for the out. Wall takes second base, but there are now 2 outs in the inning. McCoy will get credited with a sacrifice bunt, although I think he was trying to leg out a hit there. Well, Souza at the plate. Go-ahead runner at second with 2 outs, bottom of the 6th inning. Remember, we're only playing 7. This is like the bottom of the 8th. A hit here would be huge. Souza had a couple hits in the first game of the doubleheader, but is 0-for-2 in this one. Now the pitch is down low for a ball. 1-0 to Souza. Outfield plays him straight away. And Salt Lake doesn't really shift him. They kind of do. The right side of the infield, they're shaded towards the middle, but they're not on the other side. So here's a swing and a miss by Souza, and the count's even 1-1. One pitch coming, and it is down to the dirt for a ball, 2-1. Two-one pitch coming. Swing and a miss at a fastball. Counts even, 2-2. Souza shaking his head. I think he feels like he should have done something with that pitch. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. Runner at second, 2 outs in the bottom of the 6th inning. And the pitch is just off the plate outside. Count is full, 3 balls, 2 strikes. No score, bottom of the 6th. The on-deck hitter is Mike Ford. 3-2 to Souza. And here comes the payoff from Wance, and it is a check swing foul. Breaking ball there from Wance, and Souza with a half swing fouled it off. Good thing he did, too. That looked like it was going into the strike zone. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. Now the payoff. Called strike 3 on the outside edge. Souza can't believe it. It appeared to be way outside. but he has been rung up. And Souza goes down looking, and that does it for the Rainiers in the bottom of the sixth inning. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left. We go to the seventh and final scheduled inning with the score Tecoma nothing, Salt Lake nothing.
It's called the Missouri Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
No score between Tecoma and Salt Lake. We go to the seventh and final scheduled inning of game two of today's doubleheader. The Red Ears got five outstanding shutout innings from Daniel Ponce de Leon. He was relieved by Penn Murphy. Murphy set down the side in order in the sixth. And he's still out there to begin the seventh inning on the mound and face the cleanup hitter, Brendan Davis. And Murphy's ready, and the pitch is over for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Murphy, the right-hander with his 0-1. And it swung on and hit in the air towards right center field, ranging over his wall in the alley. He just kind of cruises over and makes the catch. One away in the seventh inning. Forrest Wall running that one down. And now Dylan Thomas will be the batter. Thomas, a Rainier from last year, as you may recall, part of the championship club. Now with Salt Lake, he's 0-2 in this game with two strikeouts, both against Ponce de Leon. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Now the 0-1 swung on, bounced on a high hop towards second, fielded by his Turris, and he throws to first and gets Dylan Thomas, and two men are gone. So very quickly, Penn Murphy retires the first two men to come to the plate. And now Andrew Velazquez will be the batter. Velazquez has walked and popped up a bunt so far. Now Murphy with the pitch, and it is over for a called strike. In the bottom of the seventh, the Red Deer scheduled hitters are Ford, Green, and Padlow. Now the 0-1 outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. 1-1, swung on, grounded foul on the first base side. Count goes to 1-2. One-two pitch, check swing, foul tip. Still one ball, two strikes. Murphy trying to close out the top of the seventh. He's ready. Here comes his 2-2 pitch on its way, and it is a called strike three across the letters. And down goes Velazquez with the final out of the top of the seventh inning. Penn Murphy sets down the side in order. The Red Airs have a chance to walk this one off. We go to the bottom of the seventh and final scheduled inning. No score between the Red Airs and the Bees.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
The City of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Well, we go to the bottom of the seventh and final scheduled inning of tonight's game. No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake. Mike Ford, Zach Green, and Kevin Padlow do up this inning. One run wins the game. The Red Airs trying to salvage a split of this doubleheader after a 12-0 loss in the first game. The Red Airs just need to score a run today. That'll do the trick. Mike Ford leading things off against Andrew Wance. And the pitch is breaking ball down and in. Ball one. 1-0 the count. Now Ford back in the batter's box. Here's the 1-0. Swung on, hit deep down the right field line. Is it fair? Yes, it is. And it is gone. A game-winning home run for Mike Ford. And the Red Airs, who had not scored in 19 consecutive innings, get one now. A game-winning home run for Mike Ford. And Tacoma defeats Salt Lake 1-0. Ford being mobbed by his teammates at home plate. Someone dumped the Gatorade on him. And Mike Ford with the game-winning shot here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Leading off the inning, he goes deep, and the Red Airs get a doubleheader split. Their only run of the entire doubleheader is the game-winning homer in the bottom of the seventh inning of the second game. Red Airs win it 1-0. The final, that's Ford's first homer as a Red Air, and Tacoma's third of the year, all told through the first five games. Shutout pitching from Daniel Ponce de Leon and Penn Murphy. We'll recap this game and look at the Major League and Pacific Coast League scoreboards in the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today. Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Rainiers win 1-0 on the walk-off home run by Mike Ford to take down Salt Lake 1-0 and salvage a split of a doubleheader in which they scored one run all day, and it was the game winner in the nightcap of the doubleheader. The first game was a Salt Lake 12-0 victory, and just not a good showing for the Rainiers. The nightcap was a very different type of ball game, thank goodness, as the Rainiers had terrific pitching from new acquisition Daniel Ponce de Leon. Ponce de Leon just signed yesterday. 5 shutout innings of one-hit ball. Walked 2, struck out 4, 68 pitches. Was only in trouble one time in the 5th inning, his last inning, when he walked the leadoff man Velazquez, and then with one out, Velazquez stole second, so he was in scoring position. But Ponce de Leon got a couple of flyouts and got out of that situation and left the game with a score 0-0. The Rainiers weren't doing anything on offense all day today, including the first game of the doubleheader. And in the second game, they had just one hit against the B's starter, Davis Daniel. And that lone hit was a single by Cesar Isturiz Jr., who was in extended spring training up until yesterday. And the Rainiers did not get a hit or score against Jonathan Aro. We went into the late innings in a scoreless tie. In the 6th inning, Penn Murphy came in and pitched for the Rainiers, set down the side in order. In the bottom of the 6th, the Rainiers got a one-out walk against Andrew Wance. Couldn't do anything with it. We went to the 7th and final scheduled inning, and Murphy retired the side in order at the top of the 7th. We went to the bottom of the 7th. Mike Ford leading off the inning just launched a homer down the right field line. No question about the distance. The only question was, would it stay fair or would it hook? It didn't hook. It stayed true and sailed out of here down the right field line. Mike Ford's first home run as a member of the Tacoma Rainiers, and it was a walk-off shot for a 1-0 win. The Rainiers scored one run in the entire doubleheader. It came on the last swing of the game, and amazingly, it was a game winner, and it brought the Rainiers a doubleheader split. Final totals of game 2 for Tacoma. Listen to these totals actually for both teams. For Tacoma, 1 run on 2 hits, no errors, 3 left. Salt Lake, No runs on one hit. No errors and three runners left on base. Winning pitcher Penn Murphy gets the win in relief of Daniel Ponce de Leon. The duo combining on a one-hit shutout. Murphy with his first decision of the year. He's 1-0. And the loss goes to Andrew Wance. He falls to 0-1. Game two was quick, 1 hour and 50 minutes. The attendance was 4,110. With the victory, the Red Ears improved to 2-3 on the year, and Salt Lake falls to 3-2. The Red Ears could get a split of the season opening six-game series with the Bees if they can win the finale tomorrow. Tomorrow's game is at 1:35 in the afternoon. Darren McCacken starts for the Red Ears. Kenny Rosenberg listed as the starter for Salt Lake. That's tomorrow at 1:35. Tune in early at 1:20. We will start and planning to do our first manager interview with the new skipper of the Red Ears, Tim Fedorovich, tomorrow for the pregame show. So hopefully that works out, and we'll have that for you on the pregame show tomorrow starting at 1:20. Red Ears win the nightcap, 1-0 the final, split the doubleheader. We'll be back with a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Let's take a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard now. The Mariners were winners today in Minnesota against the Twins in a fun game that was back and forth in the late innings. And kind of a reminder of Mariners baseball from last year. The Mariners were ahead 2-1 going to the bottom of the eighth inning. They brought in Andres Munoz with a man on base. Byron Buxton turned around a 101-mile-per-hour fastball from Munoz and launched it for a two-run home run. Really a remarkable feat. And it gave the Twins a 3-2 lead. But the Mariners just shook it off. They got two at the top of the ninth. Julio Rodriguez, first major league hit, leading off the inning, a double. He would score on Adam Frazier's RBI double to tie it up. And then Ty France singled in Frazier to put the Mariners up 4-3. And they brought in Diego Castillo, and he nailed down the save. And the Mariners won 4-3. They also had a good start of the game. He got no decision, but Logan Gilbert, after a rocky first two innings, really settled in nicely and ended up going five innings, allowing one run while striking out seven. Mariners win. They are 2-0 on the year with their win over the Twins today. All right, elsewhere in the American League, Tampa Bay beats Baltimore 5-3. The Rays catcher Francisco Mejia hit a homer and drove in three runs. Tampa has beaten the Orioles the last 14 times that they have played Baltimore. The White Sox knock off the Twins 5-2. Dylan Cease allowed just one run in five innings, struck out eight, got his first win of the year, and he's 9-0 lifetime against the Detroit Tigers. He'd just like to face them every day. Also in the American League today, the Toronto Blue Jays defeat the Texas Rangers 4-3 as Santiago Espinal had a pinch-hit go-ahead RBI double for the Jays. As for your favorite Blue Jays, Vladdy Jr. had two hits and Bo Bichette homered. Yankees defeated the Red Sox 4-2. The Yankees getting a tie-breaking two-run home run from Giancarlo Stanton in the sixth inning. Stanton and Rizzo each with homers in each of the first two games for the Yankees. They each have two. Former Rainier Lucas Litke getting the win in relief for the Yankees. Also, the Royals and Indians played nine innings today with nobody scoring, very similar to the game we just saw. And then in the bottom of the 10th inning, the Royals win it 1-0. Adalberto Mondesi with the game-winning RBI single. The pitcher's duel that got them there was between Zach Plesac of Cleveland and Brad Keller of the Royals. And one American League game in progress. The Angels lead the Astros 1-0 in the fifth inning on a Jared Walsh homer. That game features Justin Verlander on the hill for the Astros and Noah Syndergaard for the Angels, two pitchers who are stars when they're healthy but have been injured or were injured all of last year. One interleague game today, the Phillies beat the A's 4-2 as they had homers from Nick Castellanos, Gene Segura, and Rhys Hoskins. And the Phillies starter, Kyle Gibson, struck out 10 over 7 innings of shutout baseball. National League Finals now. The day game today, St. Louis beat Pittsburgh 6-2. They have won the first two games of that series. Nolan Arenado went 4-for-4 with 3 doubles and 3 runs batted in. The Cubbies shut out the Brewers 9-0 as Justin Steele tossed 5 scoreless innings. And Seiya Suzuki with 3 runs batted in for the Cubs. Marlins edged the Giants 2-1 in San Francisco. Despite a dozen strikeouts by Giants starter Carlos Rodon, the Marlins won it in the 7th on a go-ahead RBI single by Jesus Sanchez. Mets shut out the Nationals 5-0. Chris Bassitt with 6 scoreless innings, and the bullpen finished it up. And Pete Alonso hit a grand slam home run in the top of the 5th inning to snap a scoreless tie. Braves edged the Reds 2-1 in a game that just went final. Kyle Wright with 6 scoreless innings on the hill for Atlanta today to get the win. And then in the NL, the Dodgers and Rockies are tied 2-2 in the top of the 8th inning. That's at Coors Field. And the Padres have a 4-2 lead over the Diamondbacks going to the bottom of the 8th inning in Arizona. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard. Here in Tacoma, the Red Ears and Bees split a doubleheader. Salt Lake winning emphatically in the opener 12-0. But then the Red Ears walk off the second game 1-0. We'll be back with more right after this.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Right, here's get a doubleheader split. They dropped the first game 12-0 and then didn't score in the second game until the last swing of the game. Mike Ford's walk-off home run gives him a 1-0 victory in game two, and the Red Ears salvage a split today. And that's just a really nice result considering the way the day was going. It's so early in the season, but you know, you don't feel good after Thursday. You lose 14-1 in a game that was 2-1 after 6 innings. It was a 2-1 game after 6 innings, and then suddenly Salt Lake scores 10 runs in one inning, and yeah, it ends up being 14-1. And you want to just throw that away and play the very next day, but the very next day we had a rainout. So then you come back today with a doubleheader, and the doubleheader is like more of that 7th inning. The first game was. It was like more of that 7th inning the other day, and Salt Lake won the first game 12-0, and you start to wonder, gee, what's going on around here? And after 6 innings of not scoring at all and just one little single in game two, Mike Ford goes deep, and the Red Ears get a 1-0 lead. Lots and lots of kudos to the pitchers in game two. Daniel Ponce de Leon in his Rainiers debut, 5 shutout innings of one-hit ball, and Penn Murphy, 2 perfect innings to wrap it up. Rainiers win 1-0. Quick look at the PCL scores. Where are they? PCL scores. They have disappeared on me. They were here a minute ago. We'll find them. There's a lot of games going on right now. Yeah, here we go. Okay. PCL scoreboard, we're ready now. Sacramento is undefeated. They are 4-0. They are hosting Sugar Land right now. And that game is 0-0 going to the 4th inning of play. Reno and Vegas are early in their contest at Las Vegas Ballpark. Vegas scored in the first, so they're up 1-0, top of the second inning now. Round Rock has won. They beat El Paso 3-1, getting homers from Leody Taveras and Nick Tanelu. And Round Rock, after dropping the first three games of the season to El Paso, has now won the next two. And one other game, Oklahoma City is putting it on Albuquerque tonight. They lead 12-3 in the sixth inning at Oklahoma City. Well, the Red Deers will be back at it tomorrow with a day game at 1:35. Darren McCacken against Kenny Rosenberg. We'll start our pregame show at 1:20. The plan is to have Tim Fedorovich for our interview guest on the pregame show, so tune in early for that. That's going to do it for today's broadcast. Our final scores today in a doubleheader. Salt Lake wins the opening game 12-0. The Red Ears win the nightcap on Mike Ford's walk-off homer 1-0. It's a doubleheader split. Talk to you tomorrow afternoon. Have a great evening.